The national organization that brought the case against the city of Boise over its homeless laws is considering its next move. This week, a U.S. district judge dismissed the 2009 case on the grounds that the plaintiffs don't have standing to bring the lawsuit against the city. Frankie Barnhill has more.
Attorney Eric Tarz says he's disappointed and surprised by the dismissal. Tarz is with the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty, one of the groups that brought the suit on behalf of seven plaintiffs. He says one of the reasons the judge dismissed the case is because all but two of the plaintiffs are no longer homeless, so they don't have a fear of being arrested for camping in public. But Tarz says Boise's anti-camping laws have the potential to criminalize homeless people when shelters are full, and that would be a violation of the Eighth Amendment.
For the city to be criminally punishing people for engaging in the basic life-sustaining act of sleep is criminalizing their status as a homeless person, which violates our protection against having cruel and unusual punishment.
But in Judge Ronald Bush's dismissal of the case, he writes that there is no known citation of a homeless individual under the ordinances. Tarz says his organization is not alone in its concern, citing a Department of Justice statement this summer over potential Eighth Amendment violations. He says his organization may appeal the judge's dismissal in the next 30 days. Reporting in Boise, I'm Frankie Barnhill.